Guten Tag. Moin Moin. Hola. Ninjani. Domo. Namaste. Sabah El Khair. Annyeong Hanseo. Zijidab. Zeddy. What the hell?
Forget that. Hi, I'm Jay. This is my random ramble.
Hi, I'm Jay. I should introduce myself better than that, but hi, I'm Jay, and this is my first random ramble. I don't really want to call it a podcast because I don't want to diss the people out there who actually podcast and do it well. I'd like to think of this as a random ramble, hence the name. I don't think these sessions on the mic are well directed enough for me to warrant it as a podcast. So until I start to come with some direction and get a fan base and make this a regular thing, I'm just going to refer it to my random rambles. When I want to jump on the mic and talk some crap, I'll just put it up for fun, because it's actually quite fun to sit here and kind of spew into a mic in the hope that someone out there will listen to it and either agree or disagree or just take on board what you're saying, basically. So that's that. As for the intro, if you hated it, well, actually, I don't apologise. But if this does become a regular thing, I'll probably do different intros for each random ramble. And then if any of you listeners out there like a particular intro or favour a particular intro, it will become my regular introduction. So, anyway, I'm talking too far ahead. This could be the first of many, or it could be the first and the last. So, we'll see how it goes. We'll see if there's a number two to this. Just going to give you some background info on this piece, actually. I originally did it for somebody else. Hence why hence another reason why I'm reluctant to call this a podcast, because I actually did this piece for somebody else. I actually did it for somebody who actually does podcast and do it properly. But then I thought, actually, it might be fun for me to try and put this out myself and see what happens and see if anything comes to fruition because of it. So I decided to be a bit greedy and put this out myself. But I will still send it in to the person I did this for originally. So, you may end up hearing snippets of what's to come elsewhere. So, just be aware. You heard it here first, people. Jay exclusive. Yay! but this piece that's coming up, it was basically, I just jumped on the mic and started talking about those games that we don't like, us gamers, we don't like, but we sit and we play it through anyway. You know, I mean, there's loads of games that I've played and that I own that I don't particularly like, but I've sat and played through them anyway. And that's what this random ramble and this run on the mic is basically all about. And also, I take this time to apologise for, in case many of you haven't noticed already, I am from the UK. I am British. So, for some of you out there, you may have difficulty understanding what I'm saying at times, because when I first jump on the mic, my pronunciation's actually quite good. I'm quite proud of it. But then as I get more comfortable on the mic and I start to get into what I'm saying, I start to drift into my normal everyday way of speaking, and I start to drop some slang, and also my pronunciation gets really bad. So my T's tend to get lost. That's my main downfall. That's the culprit. That's the main culprit. So in this podcast, sorry, Freudian slip there, in this random ramble, a game I mention is Final Fantasy, which should be said Final Fantasy, but I say Final Fantasy, or the number 14 becomes 14. So I do apologise for that. I'll try to keep it in mind every time I jump on the mic, to focus on my enunciation, because I understand that some of you may be able to grasp what I'm saying straight away, but others may struggle. So I will bear that in mind. And Without further ado, I present to you the main piece, which is, why do we play those games and sit through them knowing that we don't like them? And I hope you get at least a small thread of enjoyment out of this. So without further ado, here we go. Happy listening. Hey, I'm excuse me. I'm here to talk about games and what makes a game good, and how come it is that sometimes there can be a game come out and it gets good reviews all around. Everyone loves the game. Everyone's praising it, toting it, thinks it's wonderful. And then you play it and you kind of don't see what the big deal and the appeal is. No, actually, tell a lie. Usually you can see what the appeal would be to someone else, but it just doesn't appeal to you. You can't see what the big deal is. And I'm the kind of person where I don't deliberately go against the grain, but I won't just jump on something and like something because other people like it. And I think an example of this was Devil May Cry. Now, I hated this game. To this day, I still hate it. A lot of people have assured me number 2 was crap, we'll admit that, but 3 is better. I don't have any desire to play the sequels. And I remember the first time I heard of Devil May Cry, it was in a magazine called CVG, a UK magazine called CVG, which was good back then but is really crap now. And I saw a shot of it and it was like, oh, this is Capcom's new game, action horror kind of style thing, and it looked really good. And then the reviews came out for it and the reviews were glowing, like really, really positive reviews. And then a few of my friends were jumping on it and they were like, oh, this game's really good, you know, you should play it. And I was like, okay. And I go in Blockbuster Video, say, like, over the weekend, and it was never in. And then this one time I went in there, not to look for this particular game, but just on the off chance of just hoping to rent something, they had it in. So I was like, oh, cool. Picked it up, rented it, took it home. And within, like, the first minute of putting this game on, I hated it. I couldn't stand it. It was kind of like, to me, it was kind of like all style, all flair, and no substance. And a lot of people was toting the battles, the kind of the battle and the combat mechanics, the way you can kind of work the gun and the sword into a combo. And I have to admit, in the beginning, it's cool. But then you realise, why should I put in all the effort of killing enemies in elaborate ways when I can just stand back from a distance and shoot enemies? And essentially that's what the game just became. You just jump in the air and just shoot enemies, and you just do that and not much else. And I remember when I went back to my friends and was like, oh, you know that Devil May Cry game? Yeah, I rented it, I got it, I think it's rubbish. And then the atmosphere would go tense and there'd be this big argument over, no, the game's good, no, it's crap, shut up, yeah, you shut up. And then no one would talk to me for the whole day. And that's kind of how it goes whenever I'm in a circle of friends and there's a game that I don't like that everyone else likes. And that was one example. And then another game where I just felt it was overhyped to death was Final Fantasy X. Now I caught on to Final Fantasy really late. I think the first Final Fantasy game I played was number 7. And I got that... when did it come out? It came out November 97, I think. So I got it Christmas of that year, Christmas 97. And I mainly bought it because, I mean, it was a game that was getting a lot of coverage in magazines. You couldn't open a magazine without it mentioning Final Fantasy 7 in there in some shape or form. And I thought, you know, I want a long-lasting RPG game, something a bit different, because my PlayStation collection up to this point just consisted of beat-em-ups and not much else. So I thought, you know, I'll go for it. It seems to be, unanimously, it seems to be a great game. And then I got it, and I put it on, I played it, I got to that Scorpion boss thing, where you're not supposed to hit it, and if you do hit it, it does this move that just drains a lot of energy. And I just kept hitting it and I thought, oh, I can't be bothered with this, and I just turned it off. And I'd never played it for months. And then I kind of pick it up again and that's kind of how it went. And I don't think I clocked the game until 98, 99. Because every time I'd hit a boss battle when I get killed, I just wouldn't play it for months. But, you know, I stuck with it and it is a brilliant game.
easily one of the standout Final Fantasies in my opinion, and I kind of got hooked on it. And I went through Final Fantasy 7 a couple of times, and then I bought Final Fantasy 8, number 9, then 10 came out. Now, 10 was a game that, again, as with Devil May Cry, the majority of reviews were absolutely glowing, brilliant. And actually, I tell a lie, there was one particular magazine that slated the game completely and gave it a 7 out of 10. Now, for a game getting a 7 out of 10 isn't bad, but for a Final Fantasy game to get a 7 out of 10, that is dreadful. That's not good. And I remember reading this review thinking, finally, there's a magazine who's not kissing Square Enix's ass and giving this game a perfect review. But because it's Final Fantasy, you know, I bought it anyway. I remember that morning, I woke up like 9 in the morning, walked to the shop, I was the first one in there, bought Final Fantasy X, you know. And bearing in mind, I think I had an exam the following week, which I didn't revise for. I ended up failing for Final Fantasy X. See, I made sacrifices for this game, people. And then I got home and I played it, and I just thought it was crap. It was really slow and boring. It started really slow, and slow is the best way to describe this game. The pace of it's just dry. It's boring. It's dead, you know. And another thing I forgot to mention, it was like every single review I'd read about this game, it was just graphics, 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 graphics. Oh, the game's brilliant, the plotline, graphics, yeah, and the music, graphics, you know. And the thing is about Square Enix games is that a lot of people who read reviews on Square Enix games, chances are they've played one before. And I mean, Square Enix, sometimes their games may not always be brilliant, but the one thing you can always rely on in their games is that it is going to have top presentation and a brilliant soundtrack. You know, it's a given with a Square Enix game, you're going to get good graphics and a solid soundtrack. So why reviewers kept fixating on these things is beyond me. But that's all you'd read about when you read about Final Fantasy X. Graphics, 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 music, 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 voice acting, voice acting, voice acting. And it was absolute crap. You know, the graphics look good. You know, they look really good. You know, especially because it was the first Final Fantasy on PS2. But the graphics were inconsistent. There were times when the character models would look brilliant. You know, they'd have individual fingers that would move, their lips would sync right, the eyes would blink, the hair looked great. And then other times, the characters looked like they was imported in from Final Fantasy VIII. It was like, what the hell? You know, and the voice acting was horrible. Absolutely dreadful. I mean, you'd think with the amount of money Square Enix have got at their disposal, they'll do what they did with Kingdom Hearts and get some good voice actors in. Nope, not the case here. And the voice acting was terrible. I think I used to play it on mute. Whenever there's a cutscene or something, I just push the mute button because they're talking monotone, like, "We have to go to the temple. We have to fight him. He's going to destroy the world." And in the FMV, it was worse because the mouth wouldn't sync. Because obviously, I assume the animators had synced the mouth to go with Japanese speech. So when they dubbed the English on there, it looked horrible. Oh god, it looked whack. It was a joke. And bottom line, Final Fantasy X, I didn't like it. I thought it was crap. The game was linear. The game was dry. I didn't care about any of the characters in the game at all. Final Fantasy VII, you know, I felt for Cloud. I felt for Tifa. You know, when certain characters died, you know, I'm not going to lie, the tear rolled down the face. You know, I was upset. I was hurt. You know, those are my people in that game. And they were dying and struggling, and I felt for them. Final Fantasy X, I wanted all these characters dead. And the only one character in the game I liked was this kind of samurai dude who kind of has his handle hitched up in his jacket named Auron. And another character in the game who I really liked who's dead, you know, which is great. Don't worry, I didn't spoil the plot for you who haven't played it. You know, you find out this character's dead throughout the game. But, and that was it. And then Final Fantasy is always supposed to have good love interests. And the love interest in this game is there for all to see from the very start. You know, there's no surprises in the plot. It was kind of like everything that you loved about Final Fantasy, it's like Square Enix just sucked it out with a vacuum. It was terrible. I hated that game. Hated it. Absolutely hated it. I think I completed it once and just threw it down. The only good thing about Final Fantasy X which I can't diss is the battle system. I think Final Fantasy X to this day has the strongest and the most robust battle system. Also, bear in mind I haven't played number 11 and number 12, so I can only say from up to 10-2 that it's got one of the most robust battle systems, and it was flawless. You know, I actually enjoyed having battles in this game. And God, what other game was there that was kind of Kingdom Hearts? What? Oh God, don't get me started on this game. Kingdom Hearts 1 was I'll cut this game some slack and I'll go easy on it, because Kingdom Hearts 1 was better than Devil May Cry, and it was better than Final Fantasy X. But it was just one of those games where it was kind of really, really overhyped. I think my friend kind of got me on it. It was like, have you heard about this Square and Disney game that's got Final Fantasy characters and that in it? And I was like, I've heard of it. And then I didn't buy it till it went platinum. I just went in a shop and I saw it. You could get it on some special offer. I thought, oh, I might as well buy it. You know, I was feeling like spending some cash. You know, you have them days. And I just thought the game was crap. I mean, the intro was brilliant. The music was brilliant. As is always, just Square Enix. I don't know what they call themselves these days. They changed their name more than P. Diddy. But Square. I'm just going to call him Square. You know? And it was the usual suspects in this game. You know, you got a good intro, good soundtrack, good graphics. But there were so many things about it. Kingdom Hearts, to me, was one of those games where it could have been absolutely brilliant, but they just messed up too much stuff. Like, in this game, you've got a, I think you call it a case-sensitive button or a text-sensitive button. Shenmue had it. Zelda's probably the best example that's got one. You know, you got this one button where what this function of this button will depend on your character's position or what they're standing near. So if you're standing near a person, it will turn into a talk button. If you're standing near a treasure chest, it will turn into an open the chest button. If you're standing near a door, it will turn into an open the door button. If you're near a ladder, it will turn into climb. You know, you get the picture. But the thing is, if you walked into an area and you got into a battle with enemies, this button would black out. You know, and the fighting in this game was real time. It was like Zelda. So it wasn't like Final Fantasy where the screen would swirl or break and then you go to some other plane and you fight a battle. It was all there real time. And so this button would black out. And at the start, it's not too bad, but towards the end, you end up in this castle called Hollow Bastion, and the enemies here spawn like crazy. It's never ending. And it's like every time you walk into a room, you think, I can't be bothered to fight them. But you couldn't just walk through a door, because the button you use to open the door is disabled. You can't use it. And this really got on my nerves. You know, especially, I mean, it's not too bad when you get really high up into the levels, because you can kill enemies in one or two hits. But when you're first in there and you just want to get from point A to point B, it turns into this mission. And you just can't be bothered to do it. And it really slows and bogs the game down. Because, you know, the battle system in this game isn't really all that brilliant. It's just a matter of locking on with R1, I think it is, and just hammering the X button. And it gets repetitive and it gets boring and you just can't be bothered to do it. And another thing I really get irked about in games are bad guys who aren't really, they shouldn't really be in the game. And in Kingdom Hearts, there's this character. Now, you do not see this guy until right at the end. And you don't even really hear about him other than in these random reports that you pick up all over the place. You know, and it got on my nerves, because it was kind of like he doesn't really have any relevance to the plot. Not that I could make out. You know, it's just like there's this guy named Ansem, and he just talks about this heart, that heart, and that's it. And then you get to the end of the game and you see this guy with like a bad tan and white hair, and all of a sudden it's like, I'm a bad guy, I collect hearts, I'm gonna kill you. It's like, where's the motive? You know, all the time I've been running around killing enemies, trying to save people's lives, you ain't even been doing jack. You know, yet you're going on like you're the big guy. You know, and that really annoyed me, because at least like in Final Fantasy VII, you know, the antagonist, he was central to the plot. A lot of the things that were going on with the characters and a lot of the situations that were going on within the world of this game, they centered around Sephiroth. You know, I mean, he was bad, you know. I mean, he did some shit, you know. He killed some bitches, you know. He burnt villages. He didn't care. He'd stab people and not care. He didn't even talk. He just used to walk around and just stab people. You know, and he did some things, and I think a lot of the things that were going on with the characters, they all threaded to Sephiroth. So he was relevant. He had a purpose. and then when you got to the end to fight him, it was kind of like, din, 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 din. You know, you had like one winged angel playing in the background, and it was epic. It was like, alright, you know, this is the battle, it's about to go down. Kingdom Hearts is not like that. You know, you just walk, you're walking along some beach, and then you got this guy, and he just tells you, oh, I'm gonna kill you, I'm collecting hearts, and you just fight him, and that's it. You know, and he has absolutely no relevance to the plot. And I would have preferred it if the antagonist was even a Disney character. You know, in you fight some of the bad guys from the Disney universe, and they are much, much more formidable antagonists than this bad tan white hair guy. You know, and he isn't even the hardest boss in the game. So it's, and he's just irrelevant. He's absolutely irrelevant. I just, that bothers me. And I remember Final Fantasy VIII did the same thing. There's just this woman who you hear mentioned, I think, twice in the whole game. And you get to the end, and she's sitting in some chair, and she just stands up, and you've got to fight her. And it's like, who the hell are you? You know, some bitch who ain't done nothing, yet you're the last boss. I don't like that. I don't like that. I think if you're going to have an antagonist, they need to be relevant to the plot. Incredibly relevant. I've just got this problem with all this stuff going on, and then this one character who isn't even responsible for a lot of the stuff in the game being the last boss. I don't like that. Don't like that. And Square Enix tend to do it with a lot of their games. They did it with Final Fantasy VIII. They did it with Final Fantasy IX. I'll cut 10 some slack, because the final boss in that had some relevance. And then I did it with Kingdom Hearts 1, and I don't like that. But I will go easy on Kingdom Hearts, because it wasn't completely crap. It was a good game. It was enjoyable, but it was just one of those games. I felt it was, so many people was kind of bashing over it. I thought, oh, this must be good, and it just didn't live up to expectations. And I don't know if Square shoot underhand checks to reviewers, but it's like all their games get brilliant reviews, and I play half of them, and I just don't like them. But there you go. That's a question for us to ask ourselves. You know, when we know a game isn't really all that, why do we sit and play through it anyway? I mean, this isn't a generalized question, because I know there are people out there who, if they play a game and they don't like it, they just take it straight back. Whereas I'm the opposite. If I buy a game and I don't like it, I end up sticking with it and actually completing it. I hated Devil May Cry, but I completed it. I hated Final Fantasy X, I completed it. I wasn't too keen on Kingdom Hearts, but I played that game to absolute death. And that's all I've got to say.
And that was my first random ramble. What did you think of it?
Was it okay? Was it good for you?
I'm sorry. I've just come in. I went out for a couple of drinks, and I'm feeling a bit giddy, even though I didn't drink anything but lemonade and Coca-Cola. But, yeah, for some reason I'm feeling a bit giddy, even though I've got to wake up in about 4 hours and go to work. But that was my random ramble. I hope you got at least a small thread of enjoyment out of that. I hope at least part of it made you smile. That would be nice, you know, to think that people listen to my random rambles and it makes them smile. That'd be nice. That'd give my random rambles a purpose. To spread love. Wouldn't that be nice? Aww. But, that was that. I've got a couple of my other random rambles lined up. All this really needed is for me to give them an intro and introduce them. So, hopefully there will not be this huge gap between this random ramble and my next. You know, I'm going to make it my mission to put out at least 4. Because I don't want to become a pod reader, which I think is a term which is used for someone who puts out a podcast. I said I didn't want to call my stuff a podcast, but people who put out podcasts or something to that effect, they just put out one and that's it. And I don't want to be that guy, so I'll at least put out 4. So, I mean, that's still qualifying me for a pod vader, wouldn't it? But at least I can say, well, I'll put out 4, so shut up. So that's my mission. So, I hope you like this enough that you'll check out my second Random Ramble. And you can check out my blog. If you manage to pick this up anywhere other than my blog, be sure to check my blog out. My blog address is www.i-am-random-j.blogspot.com. Doesn't that just roll off the tongue? I'm sitting here looking at the address now and I'm reading it like I'm dumb. It's just pretty much iamrandomj.blogspot.com with hyphens in between each word. i-am-random-j.blogspot.com. And check my blog out. I've got some really cool stuff on there. Just silly stuff, random stuff. You know, random's definitely a word which applies to me. Just completely random. And also, I've got an email address. See, I'm trying to do things properly, people. This is one of the few things in my life I've actually done properly and planned. My email address is i_am_random_j@yahoo.com. So there's some continuity there. Have you seen what I've done there? The email address is similar to the blog address to make it easier to remember. Hehe. Why did I do that? That wasn't even a joke. I think I need some sleep. I'm feeling really silly right now. But if there's any of you out there who would like to send me something, please do. Whether it's an email, or perhaps you've got a random ramble that you'd like two people to hear. You know, because let's face it, this isn't really, I can't see this reaching no wide audience, but it would be nice if it did. But if you're not too fussed about audience numbers and you'd like to send me something, please do. Whether your random ramble is 10 seconds long or 10 minutes, I will put it up. All I'll do is just introduce it. You know, I won't even try and interject. I'll just let you be the stars of the show. See, I'm caring, I'm generous, I'm a giving person. I will do that for you. So if there's anything you would like to send me, please do. It would be cool if it was video games related, but it doesn't have to be. You know, whatever tickles your fancy. You know, it's called Random Rambles for a reason. And that would be really cool. So I'll be checking my inbox to see if I've got anything in there. I probably won't, but I'll check it anyway. And that's all. As I've said, I've got the other random rambles lined up. All I've got to do is introduce them. So expect the next random ramble to drop within a few days. Yeah, a few days. You know, a few days could be anything between 3 or 14. So there you go. So don't get mad if in 3 days there is no part 2 to my random ramble. And that's all I've got to say. So until next time, people, be safe, take care, and Godspeed.